Rishus Avimori. We're holding by Simon Shinta Zayin, the last of Sifu Beis. That means we have a Mishnah, beginning with Shmona Shuotim, Dafkov Zayin. That's Chol of the Mishnah discussing the inner of Shmona Shuotim and Shah Shuotim, negate the Sugya of Chavola and Seida. The Mishnah hands off, Chayev Va'if Shebushusoi, Halacha by Tzod Yepotter, and by Chavola Yechayev. That's Halacha and Sifu Beis. Well, come down Sifu Beis, negate animals, there are three different levels that animals can be. There's someone who's not b'nei tarbis at all, there's someone who's b'nei tarbis b'miksas, there's someone who's b'nei tarbis legamri, b'yadavar. Someone who's not b'nei tarbis at all is not domestic at all. You try to capture it, runs away, wants his freedom. A standard chayo is nichol in that category. Or someone who's b'nei tarbis b'miksas, the case in Shulchan Aruch is a case of a chayev o'if, so the person who comes back, an animal at night. That means during the day they roam in the streets, they roam in the fields over here. But at night, mice are easy to go get because they come back at night and they're very comfortable in your surroundings, in its surroundings. Therefore, Kamat be machloikis mechaber versus Ramah. The simple reading, the mechaber be mutter. The mal kamat to say v'chein ikir is potter. The third level is something that's made tabis legamri. The case in Shulchan Aruch is a par of a sus. It's a cow and a horse. Those cases are domestic, and therefore they're already caught, and if it's mutter to capture them again on Shabbos. Now, people are pointing out that a cow is something that is very easily, when you put your hand upon it, does not run away. The worst of a shmur, you put your hand upon it, it stays by you. Is that so? Go over to a horse. Is that the mitzvah that way? So, the way how Rafak explains, the reason why these animals will go away from a person is only when they see a stranger. And they are suspicious. What exactly are you coming over to towards them? With someone they're familiar with, someone they're comfortable with, if they're wearing the same clothing, or they have a smell, they know who they are. In essence, they do not care to have their freedom. They don't mind being inside a corral, they don't mind being around you, they don't mind being caught. Therefore, the nechol negeda of b'nei tarbis legamri, could be etzem, they do not seek to have their freedom. Those are the first of the three levels over here. In the third level of b'nei tarbis legamri, the loch is its mutter, except if it's meredes, it's rebellion. Then the Mishnah will be done the goyim, even Issa Deraisa. So, come that we have the three levels. It's not Bnei Tarbis Legamri, it's Deraisa. Bnei Tarbis Miksas will speak out to Macholik Mechaber and Ramah. And we have Bnei Tarbis Legamri, is much less Mered as the case of Deraisa. Now, the Mechaber is discussing what it says Ba'etzim in the Mishnah, Chay Va'if. Now, the case of the Mishnah, the words are, Shibu Shosai, is Potter. The question is, why is a potter for the klal we know, the Gemara Kuzayin earlier says from Shmuel, every time it says the word potter, potter lavel also except for three cases, and this is not one of the three cases. So first the question is, why? If you have a chayv oif shibushusoi, it's already nitzed, it's already caught. So what's the problem of holding on to it? It's nitzed v'aymin already. It's aleph. Why is it potter? Second, we have a braiso in Beya, Daf Chadalet, says avzim v'tana goylim. The words are mutter. It does say the word mutter. So number one, what's the lamdas pshanah mishnah? And number two, l'chur tzitzir, what says the sugyan bayin chavdalet? Maisi, come on the mechaber, and he paskins, therefore, for this reason, chayv v'aish v'shusay mutter. That means the mishnah says potter, says mechaber, maisi, it's mutter. Paskin that way by the marshal also. The mishnah says the words is potter. Why are they saying the words mutter for? So where have the grace minis, where they're coming from? And where the Mashallah explains that going goes this way. When it says potter, it's only because of ratio the Mishnah says chayiv. In contrast, we say potter. But be'etzim, even though the word of the Mishnah is potter, we pass a loch as mutter. That means the mechabes paskin over here, neitabes for mixas, animals that go out in the fields and come back at night, it's easy for you to get a hold of them. For them, it's mutter, the Mishnah is potter. Why? In contrast of chayiv. It comes after the fourth case over here. The Mishnah shows that Shmuel should have said was a part of the Mishnah means a case that's mutter. Mais is a chiddush. The two other ways to answer up the Mishnah, the way the Tazar he understands the case of the Mishnah is when it is a case of a bias gadol. In the case of a bias gadol, you won't put a bias cotton. That's a situation discussing case of potter of ulcer. The case of the El Rabba discussing, he says, the case of Meredes. So they have other ways of saying the Mishnah's a kimt is different. To answer the Mechaber, we have three ways of answering it. What? By case of Bnei Tarbis to mix us. That's what I want to say.
Two types of Meredith.
I'm not sure. He's saying two types of Meredith. I hope he's right. No, yeah, it could be. The Achrenim are trying to grapple what Pshat the Mechaber. There are three options. Either Lavdafka Mishnah Parking is Mutter, or the Mishnah discussing case of Bayis Gadol, or case of Meredith. Now then, again, that's Pshat in the Mechaber. Come on, Grandma. And he says, look at Tosha Nav Kuvav HaBeis. Tosha says, when it says Potter, means Potter Losser. Look, the Rambam, Perakud, means Potter Losser. The Bialocha has Harbor Rishon that way, as Potter Losser, where he posts in this way. And the Ramon, he says, over, he ends off, V'chein Ik is Potter Losser. And he types, Mixas, the Maestro, he passes as Potter Losser. Atzad HaShlishi, the Bialocha begins on the third Malach, the Grains Malach. He says, again, we have a steers over here. Verse which says, the Sugya Bey versus Sugya and Sethan Shabbos. The way how the Mishbrua and the Ramon want to answer, only by Yontif will we make them, it's that simplest Yontif, by Shabbos we didn't do Abonim. The way the Goyin wants to answer, no, the Chil between the Avzim and Tana Goylim, by geese and chickens, then it'll be Mutter. Masha Enkin Almish is Chayiv Oif, then it's Osir. The Bialocha gets involved, he doesn't understand what Pshan the Goyin, why that's so, end of Tzarkin, what's the Lamdus over here for, therefore he does not seem to want to go with this Malach. I mean, again, Pshat now, Mishnah, what to go do, the three Malachim on the page over here, either of the Mechabes of Maisen, Smutter, Mnei Tavis, Mixas, we have the Amav Chayin Ikka that says, Aloch is, it can be Osir, and we have the guy what's Mechalik, whether it's a case of a chicken or geese, or it's a case of Chayiv Oif. Aloch will make it simple, Maisen, we follow the Amav. The Chayin Ikka, that means by Shabbos, we Osir, by Yontav, Atzim was Yontav, we Mekel, otherwise in Shabbos, we'll pass him Potter, Aval Osir. Even though the Paschim Patra of Al-Osir, Kamal Mishibruin has numerous akimtas and klal mugdarim, how to apply this halach over here. First case discusses. Let's say it's a situation that already is in the beaver cotton. It already is something that you can't get with Shri Akas. Do you have a right to be toifisit? So it says the Mishibruin, Sukhonun Hei, Sukhonun Zain, the Bialocha, already caught, mamish? That was roaming in the fields when you come over to get it. So already in beaver cotton, a vada person can't be toifisit. No problem. Agami points on the Bialocha, the Taz did not seem to go this way. We want to say the Taz, Shloi B'dikduk. One say the Chud does not mean exactly what he's saying over there. That means, number one, even though we're saying the Taz makes sense, it cannot be Taifizit, what's Chud already about its motor, Aleph.
Why do you look like Trader? What's
the story?
Why don't you say
Trader Abana? No, it's no Trader Abana. It's ready caught. Let's say it's in your house, in the Mokum of Biva Kotum. It's caught, fully caught. You want to come over and make it into put into this Kluv, into this cage. It says it'd be a Locha motor. It's in the house with Shkiachas. Don't put it in this cage. Also mutter. It does not sound that way. The second thing Kamal the Bialach discusses, what do you do with Mokme Efsid? That means in those days they had animals, and if they have mixes, meaning they roam in the fields, you want to get them back home, we're afraid of Ganovim, what to go do practically? So Kamal it says, gives you five ideas what to go do. Number one, he says, let's say kids are coming to go capture it. Don't make a mocha against it. Coming from a Magaram that way, don't make a mocha. The question you can ask, I'm in Tanasugi of Chinoch, yet Mechanic children that way. It could be what the Mishmur means, it's Samech on Tanam on Machabashito. I mean, you see, it's different times that Yeshua means Lismach on other Shitas. Maybe the cotton in Limcha is why they have Machabot to be Samech upon. Come on, the Mishmur gives you a second idea over here. Let's say Apia Goy, you want to go capture him in Tanasugi of Hefzid, also it's Mutter. It sends you to the idea of Simon Shinzayin Sefei, Shush Shush, the Mokma Hefzit. This is the name, Tavish Mixes to the Abonon and the Goyes to the Abonon. The Maisa Smoter. The Ori is when you learn the Aloch and Simon Shinzayin Sefei, the Mishavur says, even though the Ramah says, Machabe says, make a Mokma Hefzit, it begins on the Magarvam who disagrees. It says you need a Hefzit Gadol. And even on that, says the Mishavur, the Eli Rabbin, the Fakrek, even a Hefzit Gadol is not enough. Over here we have a Mishavur that says, Shush Shush is Mutter, Mokma Hefzit. Sounds like against what he passed in Simon Shin Zayin, you need a Hefzik Gadol. So you could say over here, you had Tzir for the Mechaber Shito. Some Tzir for the Mechaber, Ken Zayin, which it won't be that simple, because say the same Aloha, the Ge'er was not Bnei Tavis Lagambi at all. But at least, he says Hefzik. You could say, he means Hefzik Gadol, but doesn't say that. But usually what you should say what you mean. That's usually the correct Hoga. A third thing he says, let's say just want to stand in front of it, should not run away. He brings down the Chai Adam and says, therefore go back to the house by itself, therefore be mutter. A fourth thing he says, let's say a kimto where you want to put it inside a bayis gadol. In that situation, even through a case of Yisrael, and the Bnei Tavis Mixas, the Maisi wants to be Michael. He quotes Magavram that since over here, number one, it's a Bnei Tavis Mixas, and you're putting it in a case that it cannot get b'shchir achas. In that situation, makom hefsed, he can't be megal. Now, he does bring down in the Bialocha that there's a master ben Yomin who says, even in a place where you can get it, in a bayis cotton will be mutter also, because you're not picking up the animal, because the bayim is out of sugya muksa. You're being doichgek, pushing him inside the sugya muksa. If so, nichel get him kla achayad. If so, it's kla achayad. He's going to master ben Yomin, he wants to be mekel. And then he does not want to go like, then he wants to disagree with, he wants to say there's only a heter in a bayis cotton, not in a case of a bayis cotton. The fifth thing Mishmur says, he brings down the Chayodom, that let's say if you go come over to it and it sits down right away, not Nishmur Miyodov, you go over to chicken, it sits down right away, also Makom Hefsed, the words of the Chayodom, but Makom Hefsed, the person can't be Megal. That means even though he passes him like the Amor, they tabits for Mixas, is also by case of Seder, but Makom Hefsed, he has five options, a cotton, a goy, a big house, a case of standing in front of it, or the case of not Nishmur Miyodov. Goes a further Mishnah Berurah, that's negated when you're afraid that someone's going to go steal the animal. Well, if a carrot, not afraid to steal the animal. You're afraid the animal can do hezek to somebody else. In that situation, mitzad hezek shaboy, also, what is the eitzah by case of bnei tabis b'miksas? So come along the Mishnah Berurah and the Bialocha b'losh and efshir, he wants a time that a person can be mekel, but he says an interesting, and the Bialocha explains that piece, a tziruf of two, three ideas. Number one, you want to say over here, since you're taking Yushas away, should not be mazik. It's a mlocha shein tzvich l'gufoy. Mlocha shein tzvich l'gufoy. Drabonon, aleph. Second thing he says, they tarif to mix us. It's two drabonons. Once that two drabonons, maybe a person can be makel instead of sugim hefsid. He goes on further and says, by the case where you have these chickens over here, also maybe, let's be tarif the grain shito. So it comes out, when you have a case of chickens, you have three reasons why to make it. Goyin, Mlocha Hashem, Tzrich L'Gufoy, a case of Bnei Tavis B'Miksas. But he's also make it by the case of Eifis, where you don't have the Goyin. It's a case of two Drabonons. People always ask, is there a heter by Yisrael of two Drabonons? We know Shvosh Yeshuas by Goy is Mutter. Is there a heter of two Drabonons by the case of Yisrael? So, people are shaking their head, like, not how could that be, no such thing. Meister, let's read the Bialocha. Bialocha said, yeah, a case of a Hefzit, let's be Michael. He says it. But Malcolm Hefsid, he wants to be Michael. Again, he has a case of Aif and Tarnagol. By Tarnagol, you have a tear for them. No, don't say that.
The whole time
is considered.
Again,
he does not say that. He says, void, again, it's not two. That's part of Neitash Mixas. He says, one, Neitash Mixas. And number two, he says, those two, he says to be Mekel. Two Drabonons are Mekel. Kamung Divinach Choinim, he says, the technical words of the Mishnah Berurah, Sim Gil Sefer, Sim Orch HaShabbos, is there such a cloud out there, the Mishnah Berurah sounds like, two Drabonons, he can't be Mekel out of Yisrael. Mokum Hefsid. That's what it sounds like.
Yes, I'm saying, maybe that's in here because there is a tzad that says Mutter.
But does Mishnah Berurah say that?
Does
he say that? Does he say that? The Maisa, it's Ora. Maybe you can answer what you're saying over here. It does not sound like the words of Mishnah Berurah. They have a bunch of kashas. Is that cloud true or not true? There's a numerous good alachim argue this point. They point out that the Mishnah Berurah, Bialocha, and Simon Shimem Tess says we did not say this cloud. Shon Alocha gets involved and it really has this kashas, the series of Mishnah Berurah, what to go do. Among the Paiskim, they do not say that they had to do our balance. They're very clear that way. Agam, they all have to answer what to do with this Bialocha and certain other Maimon Kermis also, what to go do with it. And maybe you can answer, you have seer for the Machaber. But it's not sound that way in the Bialocha. It certainly does not sound that way. Now, let's say, so again, we went through, even though the Tavis Mixas is Osir, number one, Bivakot is Motor, number two, we have Kolm Negate Hesed, number three, the Kolm Negate Hezek. Number four, let's say it's already Iskot in the house, you want to open the door, and you want to leave the house, you want to close the door. Is there a din of Ein Seidach at Seidel? Can you close the door when you open it up? You go out by itself. So that we went back to the Halacha in Sivov. We had Machlokes places Yonder versus Magar Avram. And any tzvi that's inside the house, you get up and can you sit down again? The Magar Avram said he can. Come on, the Mishmur says all the parts can go. Not like Magar Avram, it's offer. But says the Bia Halacha, he quotes Supreme Godom. When the case of Neitarbis bin Mixas, which is Al Kapon and Didr Abon and Kuhn Thiramo, you can be Samech be Mekel, the Kiyai Gavna Loy Gozru. The person has the right to sit down or to close the door again. That means we have nocheter, if they tap to mix us, you would open the door, and the chickens can't get out, close the door, no problem. I'm mice, if they tap to mix us, didn't drop on them, the mice will be mekel. Now, would a person be mekel, even in the case of kavono? So there's a bialoch over here. The halacha discussed in a case where you have a situation of an animal inside a clove, inside a cage. You want to open up and feed it, and then you want to close it. Says the Mishnah Berurah, on a case of Gavana, they captured it when already was caught, that he said a vada person cannot go do that. Clear, halacha on a case of a clove, but Gavana is also. That means we spoke out, the Archa Shabbos took the halacha in Sivav, the Bialacha, extended. The Bialacha's case was closing the door. He took it the case of closing a box, a case of Kavono, and any meaning inside. We asked where to get all three from. Any meaning inside might be a Bialacha instead of Gimel. But a case of, he said, even Kavono. I wrote him why Kavono, he says, because Simus among Kavono is even a case of Kavono. Why say the case of Prima Gom, the case of Bli Kavono? I think Hashem says that. Fine, that's not Hashem, that's not Prima Gom. Who are this Bialacha writes? The case of its ready is caught, you want to open the clove and close the big kavana, the Bialacha writes its ulcer. He writes black and white its ulcer, not like the Archa Shabbos, unless you want to say a clove is different. Why is a clove different? Because even though the act of a house and the act of a clove is the same act of Seder, when it cannot get either one, you can't get either one by Shriachas. Well, my closing a door looks like closing a door. When you're closing a clove, it looks like you're doing an act of Seder. One looks like a pool of Seder. One doesn't. A garment is the same level of tzedor, same level of the rice, same level of the rabbonon, when you get both b'shriachas. But one is, everyone sees I'm doing an act of tzedor. Why not? Ulay yesh l'chalek. Ulay. What? Yeah, it's a different in the case of Tev Kana. Over there, it does not say a case of kavon or not. That means in Siv Gimel, the Bialoch, it doesn't say if it's talking about kavon or not. Maybe. Could be different, because a kluva is a place for it to be caught. Tev Kana maybe is not the place. Those are the four things that it says over in the Mishnah Berurah, and the limitations of the Chum of Netavis Mikzas. There's a fifth thing that I couldn't bring down. There's a chaz that's discussed, the other heter of Tzar Palachayim. The only question is, we read the chaz slowly, and the Jewish Messiah brings it down, is it Tzar Palachayim with the Chashash Hefzid, without a Chashash Hefzid? How do you read this tight words of a chaz nish? The way how the Shmir Shabbos says over, Chashash Hefzid has a heter, and also Tzar Balachayim has a heter. Now, Netavis Mikzas would make up by Tzar Balachayim. The Rebbe Noam Zibel says over, I said, I wrote that in my Sefer Bris Olam, I'm crazy. He said, read the Chanish slowly, saying, Hesed and Tzar Balachayim together can be Mekel. So this is Shalak, can be Mekel, Tzar Balachayim, straight up in Bnei Tavis Mikzas, or not, Shalak, how to read the Chanish. Fine, so those are the five Gedorim, Negev, Bnei Tavis Mikzas. Negev is someone who's not Bnei Tavis Ligami at all. What's the Lacha? Say to the Raisa. Let's say, B'mokim Hesed, what to go do? So come along with Mishmur Sifkon Samach and the Shah Sina brings down. Over here to go ask a goy to put in the Bayis Gadol. Bayis Gadol is a Shvos. A goy is a Shvos. Here you have a Shvos and Shvos. Malkum Hefzid, the person can be Mekel. Now here you have no tear for the Mechaber. He said Malkum Hefzid can be Mekel. It's the Ora, then Simon Shazayin Sefer, he says, the Loch of Malkum Hefzid, he wants to be a Fakbek and argue only Hefzid Gadol, and even that he's not that happy with. And here it sounds like Stam Malkum Hefzid, the person can be Mekel. Unless you tell me when it says Hefzid, it does not mean Dafka Hefzid, it means Hefzid Gadol. Again, it's very sosim over here, should at least say his words correctly in case of Hefzid Gadol. A case of Netavis Legamri, things that are domestic totally, a case of a par of a sus. So these situations, the loch is very clear, there's no Isser Tzedor at all, unless they're rebelling, when they're rebelling, they're going to get over Dereiso. Now the question is, what defines, we have these levels over here, which animals are under which level? That means the case of Netavis Legamri is the case of Behemos, as Grace Maimonides. Parvasos. The case of Netavis Mixas, says the Paiskim is a Chayel. Chayel V'oif. Case of Chatul, says Ramah, case of a cat. Are these names Dafko? Every Behemo is Nichol in the category of being domestic. And every Chayel and Oif is Nichol in the category of not being domestic. Is that the category? Come on, let's say Vadanat. That's not the Israel. Those are usually the names over here. You have to be practical over here. How are these animals? Are they things that are domestic or not? Therefore, says the Talmud Shmuel Baruch 80 years ago, some other reason says people have dogs. Dog that's a mekelov gets involved with is machlik the gemara in chulin is a dog is a chayu behemo. He says doesn't go after this shame chayu behemo. He says beetzim are they kelov beiti or they kelovim? They call kelov beiti house dogs. That's what the early achrim discuss it. Pets. These house dogs that people have, whether to get rid of the cats or the mice, or whether they're pets that you want to play with for whatever reason, don't understand. So these things over here, etzem, they're domestic. Therefore, it says, told the Shmuel, and after they see the Chodeshoni, and the Revibiat, and the Ravfalk, and the Simcha Bonim, all come alongside a dog they have in your house, about the different category of being domestic. I mean, even though the words of Shulchan Aruch is Chayiv O'if, a Chayiv, it can't be a Chayiv, it may have to mix us and have a Bayam into the Sugi of Tzedo. But by us, they're Nechal in the category of Neitarbis Nagamri. Therefore, we'll not have a problem negating the Sugi of Tzedo. Same thing negating the cats. The Amor writes in the Dark of Moshe, a Chatul is B'nei Mixas, Neitarbis B'nei Mixas, and therefore is the Issa Tzedo on Shabbos. Kamal Gat Ol Shmuel, the Chodeshoni, and the Rebiyat, all the Sa'i, but not our cats and our pets. If Be'etzim they're domestic, and they immediately submit their will towards you, they come towards you, they're very friendly around you, it's not a problem. The words of Tolda Shmuel, discussing the case of dogs, he says, like, think about it, part of a source, part of they're around you. But when we get to a dog, there's no animal that's so submissive and so subjective to the master like a dog. How in the world can you tell me a dog is not nichol again being domestic when these pets are so much they're man's best friend? No. What could be better than that? So we have these certain things that even though certain times might be a bayam mitzad seido, we have to be practical what the situation is. If they're domestic, won't be a chesonam seido. If that's so, take a step further. Let's say a person, I have a dog. They get to me, he's very friendly, he's always around me, no problem, he's not afraid of me. When my friend comes, he barks and scares the guy to wits. So, negate to him, mi nichla sugyo of tzedo, negate to me, maisis mutter. Could it be by him, be a tzedo, may tabs mix us, we did the rabbonin, negate to me, we did the rights over here? And then it'll be mutter over here? What? So, Meredes, maisis could be Meredes for everybody.
Even though
it will
come back?
No, so that's the question what the get of Meredes is. So, Madame's course says, he'll come back in 2 days, he won't be Meredes. What's the definition of Meredes? That's another question. But right now, he's a matzav, to me, he's calm, and everyone else not. So the Bialach has a similar case. But Bialach is discussing a situation of a deraiso, and here is Shalom discussing of the Rabbanon. Bialach brings down, let's say a person sells a bnei tarif and makes us to somebody else. The guy has chickens, he got brand new on Friday. So one who bought it, for him, it's not bnei tarif at all. For the moicher, there is a bnei tarif and makes us. So Moicha is one way, a Kohen is another way. So it brings down in the Bialocha, the Chachem Moisho has a shadow of the Master Binyam and the Mogar Avram, the one that will sell something new to somebody else. It's in the same city, so it will happen. If you won't go to the buyer, I'll go out at night to go back to the seller. So why in the world do you want to come up to Aster? Nichol get a Bnei Tavs mix us. But that situation, the question is, they point out, a shadow of a Dereisa or Drabonim. The Maskon of the Mishabruah from the Chem Moshe, they want to say, Avada for everybody should be Nichol in the category of the Rabbanon. Just like for the Meicher, it's Bnei Tarbis and Mixas, who didn't kind of be Bnei Tarbis and Mixas. That means the question is, for one person to be a Rabbanon the Raisa, that the Mishabruah sounds like you went, no, but didn't the Rabbanon. Here come the Chem discussed, how far do you take the Bialocha to the next level? For one person to be Mutter, the other one be the Rabbanon? Well, no, that the Meisha, just like the Bialocha says, if everyone's Rabbanon, seems to go this way, be everyone be mutter over here. The Maaseh of Shlomo Zalman and Rafal, they come along and they point out for this Bialocho, that's just like we understand the gate of Neitav Mixas. It's for the Moicher, it's definitely a category of being caught already, at least for the Drabbanan aspect, to take away the Deraisa. He also the gate of the act for the Baal for himself, for him it's caught, I mean, it's domestic for everybody also. Atzal Sheni, they told the Shmuel, and he said, over the case of the dog, he says, why? Everyone else is a Chayil. So there will be a wife. Everyone else, Maisa is not domestic. Maisa should be in the Rabbanon over here. I mean, the question is, how far do you extend the Bialocha? Do you take it a case of being Mutter also? Bialocha is discussing the Raisa versus the Rabbanon. That sounds like one say it's the Rabbanon. Do you take it to Mutter or not? That's a shell among them, Malachim is Manazeh. Fine. Bez Hashem on Wednesday will be Mamshech. With the sugya of Tzedah, which is all the simin over here, Sif Tess and Sif Yud. Sif Yud Al is really a sugya of Mareach, and we'll leave that to Bez Hashem a different time. Asloko.